Now, what would you call what a police officer would drive?
Well, he has a police car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about those things that they use when they round up, say, several people? And they're
that's a wagon.
Mm-hmm. Now,
police wagon.
Right. Now, a type of thing that, I don't know if police in Little Rock uses or not, it's an aircraft that has a propeller that goes round and round at the top.
Helicopter.
Right. Now, a person that works for the fire department, you would call that person?
Fireman.
Mm-hmm. How about a person who works for the police department?
A policeman.
Have you ever heard any other names for them? Especially like maybe kids or maybe
other people? They call them hogs and pigs.
Oh, yeah, things like. And the place where the fireman would stay would be called
the fireman's home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about where the police would stay would be the
police department. Mm-hmm.
Now, if a person was arrested for drunkenness, they'd have to spend the night in
cell.
Okay. What does a policeman carry for protection?
Pistol.
Okay. How about something to hit somebody on the head with?
Or a stick.
Okay. I like these questions very much. Do you know any other names? And these are things that you don't have to tell me if you can find them. Do you know any other names for a prostitute besides prostitute?
Some people say whore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about a building where prostitutes work or a place?
Well, some folks say a whorehouse.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you know what those people, they call them managers of prostitutes that kind of set them up?
Well, whenever a prostitute have a man, they call him a pimp or a pimp.
Okay.
I don't know what they call them when they over a home.
When they, I don't understand. What would be the difference to you between a drunk and an alcoholic?
Well, a drunkard, I would say that he probably would just be drinking and getting drunk, and an alcoholic would be a person that would have to just have it every day.
Mm-hmm. How about between a drunk and a derelict or a hobo? Any of those, what would you use? So would you use bum or hobo?
Well, I've heard hobo more than I have bum.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How about a section of town where kind of hobo type people hang out?
Well, this is one place because it's close to a railroad. And they can get off the train over there at the railroad, and they can. Sometimes they get off and sit out there in the park all day.
Oh, really?
Sometimes they come over here.
Oh.
And some of those people got money. So they really shouldn't be considered as a bum.
As a bum, yeah.
It's just some
money.
People get tired of certain things in life and decide that they'd do something different.
Take off, yeah. Well, now, you know any names for cheap hotels that kind of cater to people like that where they stay?
Well, I don't know of any hotels, but they have places for hobos to live, and they call those, as well as I know, I can't think, missions.
Missions.
Yes. And I know one of the missions is close to a railroad, which is good.
Oh, is
good.
It? Yeah,
yes.
It's good because they are
right.
Getting onto the railroad. Do you know any other names for marijuana, other than marijuana? Have you ever heard any?
No, I don't know too much about it.
Okay, how about any names for hard drugs? Have you heard that called?
I have heard of the red pill, and really, I'm just not up to date on the dope.
Do you know any names for a drug addict other than just drug addict? How about somebody who sells drugs?